Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news, so this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. This brings us to our first good news story of the day. And this story is a little bit of science and technology mixed in with a little bit of environmental good news. There is an aeronautics company based in the UK called Varialift Airships, and they are working on creating cargo-carrying airships. So for those of you who are maybe thinking of the Goodyear blimp or perhaps more ominously the Hindenburg disaster, this is the same type of transportation, but obviously with huge updates in modern technology. According to the company, these aircraft will be all aluminum, they will be not susceptible to high winds, and they will be leak-free whenever they're being used. Now, it is true that airships like these are slower than airplanes, roughly by half. So anything that you would transport by aircraft, you could get there twice as fast as these airships. But from a financial and practicality perspective, these airships may have an advantage. Particularly, the company claims that they will be able to operate at about 10% of what it costs to ship by aircraft. And so it comes in at roughly the same rate as transportation by trucks or by trains. Also, because airships can take off vertically and land vertically as well, they can access places that are harder to reach or places where it might be impractical to build things like runways. So what we're talking about is the ability to transport huge quantities of cargo in a much more environmentally friendly way. Now, of course, one of the issues with airships in the past was their reliance on highly flammable hydrogen, whereas the Varialift airships will be using helium gas for their liftoff, and then once in flight, they'll use a combination of two traditional jet engines and two solar-powered engines to get from point A to point B. So what we're looking at is the potential for intercontinental cargo transport with an extremely low emissions vehicle. I'd call that some pretty good news. And this brings us to the good word, which is the part of this podcast where I normally read an uplifting quote or perhaps a beautiful piece of poetry, something literary to lift your spirits. Well, today I'm not going to read anything in particular, but I am going to share with you an author who will definitely lift your spirits, the great British comic writer P.G. Wodehouse. Many of you will already be familiar with him, but for those of you who are not, I am so thrilled to introduce you to your next addiction. P.G. Wodehouse is one of the most prolific comic writers in the history of the English language. He wrote literally hundreds of short stories and dozens of novels. So if you start to read his stuff and you decide that you like it, I've got great news for you. You can read it for a very long time with zero repetition. Wodehouse wrote stories in different collections, different sort of groupings. Some of them revolve around a particular estate in England, which he called Blandings Castle. Some of them revolve around a particular character named Mr. Mulliner, but his most famous series of works revolve around a sort of brainless British gentleman in the 1920s and 30s named Bertie Wooster and his butler, or as he's referred to in the books, his valet, or his gentleman's personal gentleman, who went by the name of Jeeves. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the character of Jeeves, you are probably at least familiar with the name if you remember the early days of the internet when there was a search engine called Ask Jeeves. That is definitely in reference to this character. In the books, Bertie Wooster seemed to know practically nothing about life, and Jeeves seemed to know practically everything. And it is their shared dynamic that makes for some of the best, most hilarious English writing ever. So, I'm going to recommend that you start with the Jeeves and Wooster stories. They're pretty accessible. And I will offer up to you a book called The Code of the Woosters. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with how things are spelled versus how they are pronounced in British English and American English, Wooster is spelled W-O-O-S-T-E-R. And for the record, Woodhouse is spelled W-O-D-E-H-O-U-S-E. So when you go hunting for these things, that's what you need to spell out. So I am more than happy to recommend to you today the collection of P.G. Woodhouse and starting off with The Code of the Woosters. I would say enjoy, but I know I don't really need to. It's a foregone conclusion. This brings us to our second good news story for today, and this is another environmental good news story. This one comes to us from a very small town in Finland called E. That's spelled capital I, lowercase I, and just as an aside, that's one of the shortest place names in the world, but that's not the point of this story. The point of the story is that this small town in Finland is well on its way to becoming the first town in the world with zero waste. They've managed to cut their CO2 emissions in half from 2007 to 2015. And they did this by investing strongly in wind energy and geothermal energy and solar power since 2012. They're also switching over to electric cars. All 10,000 people in the town are switching over to electric cars and using smart meters in their homes. But, and this is key, they're enlisting the younger generation to help them with this project. So the school-age children are helping to monitor electrical consumption, heat use, and water consumption, as well as classroom temperatures and electrical devices in the town. So everyone in the town is involved in this project, and it's paying off in huge dividends. The town of E, as of now, is producing an energy surplus up to 10 times more than they're consuming. This has helped them reduce their taxes and save $2.5 million from their annual budget. I'd call that some very, very good news. And this brings us to the portion of the podcast called Sounds Good, which is just the part where I get to recommend to you music that I love. And today's is an absolute no-brainer. Oscar Peterson is one of my favorite jazz musicians and has been for many, many years. He is a jazz piano player who recorded with practically everyone in the 50s and 60s because he led a trio and sometimes a quartet that was essentially the in-studio house band for Verve Records. So he wound up providing accompaniment for most of the great jazz musicians who were recording in that era. Louis Armstrong, Lester Young, Ella Fitzgerald, the list goes on and on and on. And basically every single album that he recorded with those people in those years are absolute classics. Now, the album that I'm going to recommend to you in this podcast is the album Night Train, which is just the Oscar Peterson trio, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown, the legendary bass player, and a drummer named Ed Thigpen. This is one of the most perfect albums I've ever listened to in my entire life. Hopefully you'll enjoy it just as much as I do. If you do, good news, Oscar Peterson's music is all over the place. So enjoy finding your favorite album and let me know what you think about Night Train. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything that we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks so much for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.